This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
While we're on air. So, Peter Bainhog, welcome.
Thank you very much, David.
And Carla. Carla's with me as
Hi,
well
Peter.
Today.
Hi, Peter.
Yes, I know. Hi, Carla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
Very good, thank you.
Now you're choosing the classic album of the week, which we'll get to in a little bit. But just tell us, Peter, give us your background.
Oh, gee.
The short version.
Look, I first walked into a television studio in New Zealand in 1969, and my favourite band was being as an employee of the New Zealand Broadcasting Corporation, and my favourite band was recording what were called at that time interludes, and they were three clips that were being used, and I haven't been out of a TV studio kind of professionally ever since. I've always worked in TV it's kind of weird that 40 odd years later we came up with Rockers, which is a music show. So the combination of music and TV has kind of driven my career, really.
Right, and Rock Quiz, well, it's still so well known, isn't it? It's not on TV screens anymore, although I do notice it does show up every now and again, doesn't
it? Yeah, SBS Viceland are screening some repeats on Friday nights at 7:30 at the moment.
Right.
But it pops up every now and again, sadly, we haven't been commissioned to do any new episodes since 2016.
Right, but you you still tour though, don't you?
Yeah, we do live tours, and obviously not at the moment. Mm. We put off a couple of tours this year, which is a bit sad. We normally do one on Good Friday. We take over Hamer Hall and have our really, really Good Friday. We've done that for about 4 years now.
Oh, cool.
Great show.
Yeah, and also because Julia was artistic director of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, and did you do one over there when she...
Yeah, we did one. Yeah. We did one last year over there.
Okay.
And we were due to do one this year, which was going to be Rock with Salutes New York, which was another show that we had put on at Hamer Hall a few years ago when the NGV had that big... exhibition of New York artists.
Oh, right, yep.
And there was a fabulous show. We had a great time and lots of people just singing all kinds of beautiful New York songs.
Oh, fantastic. All right, now let's get into the album that you've chosen as your classic album of the week. What is it?
It's Asia by Steely Dan, and I'm sorry, it's Yacht Rock, and I know Yacht Rock gets a lot of... a lot of criticism, but I struggled with this, David. I didn't know which album to choose. But this
what do you mean, which Steely album, Steely Dan album, or which album in general?
No, which album in general. I've got fairly diverse kind of tastes, everything from, country and through to jazz, really. But Asia, I think, kind of represents a real... pinnacle of that meld of pop and jazz
and there is a bit of jazz there. And look, when since you've told me which album you're going to do, and it's not on it, but Ricky, Don't Lose That Number, I've just been humming so much. It's one of a Steely Dan track that just gets in your brain, and it's not on this album, but that was their big hit single, wasn't it? Steely
Dan. It was, yeah. Yep. That and Do It Again, which was their first one, which just had such a riff to it, and it was just, it was an absolute banger. But, yeah, Ricky, Don't Lose That Number, beautiful song, just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. But tell us why. Why have you chosen this album? What is it about this album that is that you want to share with our listeners?
Look, I think it's, I think it is a beautifully recorded album. It's one of, it's often held up as you know, a perfectly technically recorded album. I listen to it and I continually get something new out of it. Okay. And there aren't a lot of records that you can say that about, but it is, technically it's amazing. I think that it's just a cracking piece of work. It was, you know, there were reasons why it won Grammy Awards for Best Engineered Recordings and things like that, because it was such an extremely good record. And for me, it's just a moment in time, and for me, it's the best Steely Dan album that there was.
And tell us the title. It's spelled and it's pronounced Asia, but it's A J A.
Yes.
Is there any significance? I know the second track on the album is called that, but what's that track about?
What's the track about, or what's the title about? I think the title was actually in reference to the Korean, the Korean woman who married one of Donald Fagen's high school friends, and the cover photo is a beautiful cover photo of a Japanese model and actress, Sayoko Yamaguchi, I think it is, and it's just a great, very graphic look, and I don't think that the album itself or the title track itself has a huge amount to do with Asia per se.
Yep.
But it was just one of those just one of those perfect tracks. But I've got, you know, there are tracks on it. Every track's a cracker, but Deacon Blues and Peg, and I Got the News, I think, are probably my favourites. Or Home at Last, actually, I really love, because it's kind of an odyssey story. It's home at last, being Homer, and it's the journey back home, and will I ever get there, and all of those things, which I think is always a beautiful sentiment.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for choosing this album. Well, we might be thanking you. I do know the album, though. Carla, do you know it at all? Or?
I don't know. I've never listened to a whole Steely Dan album, but we listen to Steely Dan Greatest Hits all the time.
Oh, do
on
you?
Road trips, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we discuss it a lot, because there's something so daggy about Steely Dan, but they're so self-assured and so...
Yeah.
In their own sound, that it's like, it's actually quite amazing. And I think that's the thing that really digs you in, you know, like, especially from the period of time that it came from, where everyone was like, you know, Moon Man and like, you know, super glam. And they were just, it's almost like dad rock kind of thing, you know.
Mm. It is. Yeah. It was the complete antithesis of what was going on at the time. I mean, it was very, we were at a time which was at a juncture of kind of stadium rock, glam rock, and really kind of hard on, you know, it was when Springsteen's Born to Run, not long after that, the rock per se was coming back, but, you know, stadium rock and the end of the Steely Dan, end of the Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin era, and Steely Dan were just the complete antithesis, and I think dad rock is a good description of it, Carla. It really is.
But it's just really comfy. It's like the, you know, it's the guy who you want to be your dad, not, you know, your daddy.
or you're not embarrassed by your dad. Yeah,
that's right. And they're a band I've seen two or three times live as well. When they've been out here on tour, and they're just absolute perfectionists with what they do, and there are, you know, all the musicians on the album are fantastic. Two of the greatest drummers, Bernard Purdy and Steve Gadd, play on it. You know, Lee Ritenour on guitar, Larry Carlton, Tom Scott plays tenor sax, Wayne Shorter, and our own Vanetta Fields actually sings on one of the tracks as well.
Okay,
and on two of the tracks, Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers and Timothy Schmidt from the Eagles also provide backing vocals. So it really is. It's a yacht rock absolute classic for one thing, but But it really is. It's just so beautifully recorded.
All right. Well, thanks, Peter. And
my pleasure. Thanks for letting me do this.
It's great. Well, we like to mix it up. That's why we choose this classic album every week. So we're starting with track one, which is Black Cow. Peter, thanks for chatting with us. And people, if you don't like it, throw stones on Peter's roof.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.
You're on Joy. See ya.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.